By 2 o'clock, the water was just below the boat deck. When the crew were preparing the next lifeboat, a crowd tried to climb into it. Second Officer Lightoller stopped them by waving his gun. The crew made a wall with their bodies, while women and children got into the boat. Now, only 2 small lifeboats were left. Each boat could hold 47 people. They were still tied to a roof on the deck. While the crew tried to free these last boats, Captain Smith shouted to them, "Well, boys, do your best for the women and children." Then he told them to save themselves. There were still more than 1,500 people on the ship. Many of them looked for ways to survive. Others prepared to die. First class passenger Benjamin Guggenheim came on deck in his dinner suit.
"We've dressed up in our best and are prepared to go down like gentlemen," he said.
At around 2:10 a.m., Wallace Hartley told the musicians in his band to save themselves. All 8 musicians chose to stay with Hartley, and they played a final song together. Suddenly, the front of the ship moved more quickly down into the water. A big wave began to move up the boat deck. The end was here. It seemed a dream. The deck was getting steeper and steeper. It was impossible to stand. There was a terrible crashing noise as furniture and plates fell. Many people were thrown into the water. Others jumped, hoping to swim to a lifeboat. Radio operator Harold Bride was one of the men who was trying to free the last lifeboats. As the great wave came up the deck, one boat floated away on the water, upside down. More than 20 men climbed on top of it, but Bride was under the boat, and he couldn't escape. For 45 minutes, he held onto the boat in the freezing water.